Good morning, Alan began. I was invited to define the topic of destructive emotions, and I can do so with a one-liner. Destructive emotions are those emotions that are harmful to oneself or others. That simple definition had been arrived at by our group as a whole during 2 days of heated discussion at our preliminary meeting at Harvard several months before. But what exactly do we mean by harmful? We are interested not only in the nature of destructive emotions, but in the factors that catalyze destructive emotions: events, genetic background, brain function, and whatever other factors may be involved. What is the source of destructive emotions? These are seen as very interesting issues in Buddhism. What are the effects of destructive emotions on oneself, on the environment, on other people? Once we have identified the destructive emotions and seen their causes and their detrimental effects, then we can ask what the antidote is for these afflictions. What is the medicine? How can we counteract them? Should we look to drugs, to surgery, to gene therapy, to psychological therapy, or should we look to meditation? Finally, an issue that is utterly central to Buddhism from the very beginning is whether it is possible to be completely and irreversibly free of any or all of the destructive emotions. That is an extraordinarily fruitful question for all of us to attend to. Alan now began his introduction to the first presenter. I would like briefly to introduce Professor Owen Flanagan, the James B. Duke Professor of Philosophy at Duke University. However, he is not simply a professor of philosophy, but also a professor of neurobiology, professor of experimental psychology, professor of cognitive neuroscience, and professor of literature. Owen took the presenter's chair next to His Holiness and began. In thinking about my presentation, I realized that there is no part of philosophy, at least not in the West, where we talk about the emotions in isolation. Within philosophy, we talk about emotions in terms of what makes for a good life. How do the emotions either aid or harm the process of being a good person? I think there are some real differences here between Buddhism and the Western view. We rank certain kinds of self-respect and self-esteem, self-worth and self-accomplishment, very, very highly. We also have certain conceptions about the importance of love, including romantic love and friendship, that I suspect are different. Owen then addressed the issue of how emotions are viewed in Western philosophy and Buddhism, a question that was to guide most of the day's discussion. In the West, we make a big distinction between saying, "There are flowers in this room," and saying, "There are beautiful flowers in this room." We think of the first statement as a fact. It involves a description, whereas the second involves a value judgment or a norm, in this case regarding aesthetics,